It's a different kind of science. We're going to have a chariot festival tomorrow. That's why I made this hat. Actually, I was born in Birmingham. And in Solihull School, we used to have a hat like this. It was called a bota. We used to wear botas. So it's been slightly decorated with figures and this face here. Because what I learned at my school days was the same science that this Professor Swatterlot, professor from Harvard, Cambridge, Oxford, what he had learned. But on top of this hat, you'll see I put so many other things. Because there's another science, which is actually more important than this science of mechanics, chemistry, physics, auto mechanics, so on. So there are two kinds of sciences, actually. So it's described Avaroha Pantha and Aroha Pantha. Ascending and descending knowledge. For example, if you want to know, just imagine in Birmingham Bullring, there's a little boy. Excuse me, sir. Are you my father? How long can he go on? Maybe 2 days, 10 days. And would he find his father? If he didn't know who his father was, you have a lot of problems. Maybe you have to do DNA testing for everyone on the whole planet. And who knows, DNA testing may be wrong. So what would be the best way for him to find out his father? Any suggestions? Of course, this is Kali Yuga and nobody believes in anybody anymore. But in traditional society, you go to your mother and you'd ask, "Mother, who is my father? Please tell me. There's no other way I can find out. I want to know." So a mother, knowing who is his father, she said, "Such and such, he went to Iraq, he's in the war, you didn't meet him yet. He's coming back after 1 or 2 years. Then you'll meet him." And then immediately, by hearing, we'd know everything. No need for experiment, no need for DNA, no need for asking everyone in the street. So this so-called scientific process, which we're so happy to enjoy with our mobile phones, our cars, and everything, it doesn't answer the ultimate questions of life. Like, who am I, what am I, why I have to die, where did this universe come from? The most the scientists can, so-called scientists can say, is perhaps there was a Big Bang, maybe there was some primordial soup, and from the soup there was some fermentation, and then some little bugs popped out, and then from the bugs then there were some little fishes, and then the fishes crawled on the land, and then the land, they climbed the trees, and then they started to fly, and then some had four legs, some had 2 legs, and that's us! We came from monkeys! Perhaps, maybe. Isn't it? So this is what we're taught at school and college. Perhaps, maybe, in the future we may discover, blah, blah, blah. But what is the result? The result is still, we don't know the ultimate goal of life. We're not sure, maybe it's like this, maybe like that. So, in the Hare Krishna movement, in this Hare Rathayatra festival, we're introducing this other kind of knowledge, descending knowledge. We're receiving from the highest authority, which is we call the Vedic knowledge, ultimate knowledge, from a supreme authority. You may contest, You say, oh, there's no supreme authority. But anyway, you can test. Real science means we can experiment and test for ourselves to see if it's true. So in this process of bhakti yoga, it's a question of participation. There is a chariot festival tomorrow. We are inviting everyone to pull this chariot and engage on the spiritual platform, not the bodily platform. The bodily platform means we think, we make our experiment, we manipulate this material energy, but there are four defects. We're likely to make mistakes, we're likely to be illusion, just like this piece of wire. I may think it's a snake! A snake! So we may wonder what's behind this building. I can't see. Because my senses are imperfect. And if somebody gives me money, I'll say anything, I'll cheat. So this kind of knowledge, which we're depending on in this temporary world, is imperfect knowledge. But we're saying there is another process of realization of spiritual knowledge based on the fact that we are consciousness. Understanding that what we are to begin with, we're not this temporary body. I'm not a Brahmi. Well, I'm not a Brahmi-mite, actually. I was born in a Cockscreen, but I'm not a Brahmi. Do you know that? Actually, I'm different. I was existing. The Bhagavad Gita, which gives us this knowledge, says that we were existing before I was born in a Cockscreen. I was existing as a personality. Then I took this birth in Acockscreen, was brought up in Solihull, and then so on and so on. Went to college and joined Hare Krishnas. So, and then after this life, I'll continue living. These bodies are changing. Just like we change our clothes, we're changing our bodies. In other words, we're permanent. We've never been born, we will never die. But this temporary world is changing according to our karma. So this is a big, big science. It's a wonderful science. It explains so many things. And this process of Hare Krishna is a very joyful way of realization. It's not just sitting in a laboratory pouring sulfuric acid on copper and, you know, very boring, writing down the result. The result is we dance and sing and we chant and we realize the truth within our heart. It's practical. Everyone can experience. It is said, Raja Vidya, Raja Guyam, Pavitra Medamutamam, Prachak Savagamam Damyam, Shishukam Katam Avyayam. This knowledge is the king of knowledge, the highest education. Because it is the purest knowledge. Because it gives direct perception of the self by realization. It's everlasting and joyfully performed. So this is a real science. And we're inviting everyone here in Birmingham, please try this science of Bhakti Yoga. Try this process. Try this, make an experiment with your life. Don't be like this scholar and the boatman. The boatman was rowing the boat, uneducated, and he never went to college, never went to school, but he knew how to swim. But will we know how to swim when the time comes, when we have to leave this body? Will we know what to do? That's the real science. The science which can save us from this repetition of birth and death and miseries in this material world. So please everyone, come tomorrow, invite your friends. Let's make a wonderful Rath Yatra festival in Birmingham. Let's enjoy the spiritual life. Let's show people the real science of realization. The real purpose of human life is to get knowledge. And this method of knowledge, dancing, chanting, singing, is the best way. And this mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, everyone say, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare, is a practical way to cleanse this illusion that we are this body from our consciousness. So thank you very much for listening. Don't be like the scholar. Be like the boatman and cross over this ocean of material existence. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.